Okay, let's get the injury report. Josh Evans has a shoulder injury. We'll have to wait and see on him. I know he's going through some of the looks with our trainers right now and our doctors, so that one will be very questionable. That one will be very questionable. If he can't play, then obviously Winston Guy would be the guy to stand up or take his place as a full-time basis. But we've got some guys, a few guys with some bumps and bruises, but for the most part, we're in pretty good shape. Today, you're going to see a unique schedule this week. We're not going to practice with any shoulder pads or helmets, go out there with jerseys and baseball hats. And the biggest thing we've got to do right now for our team is get them physically ready for Thursday. So that's the challenge for our team, is go out there and compete. It's going to be a service each other, so the defensive players will service the defensive players as far as the looks. Tomorrow we'll be going against each other a little bit more, and then on Wednesday again, where we're just servicing each other. So a little bit different format that we've had from previous weeks, but all with the idea of getting us ready to go physically for this opportunity. But as a game, I thought there was a really good learning opportunity for our guys. I did not think that we played as well with some drop passes, missed opportunities, things like that that occurred in the game, which we're always striving to be at our best. But, you know, we overcame a lot of those things. And I think that our guys kept poised throughout the game from the start throughout the finish at halftime. Did really a good job. And I felt like a sense of they're owning it a little bit more as far as that's philosophy. So those were all really good signs. You know, the last drive, the 2 minute to go 80 yards and score a touchdown to Cecil, a great illustration for our guys with that opportunity. Again, we didn't flinch with that. The guys went out there, especially after a long pass, completion for a touchdown. You know, our guys just really looked at it as an opportunity. So please with that, all that part of the game. 100% in the red zone with our offense. That's another good stride. You know, if we look back at the bye week, we said we really had to get better at stopping the run, or at least managing the run, and really attacking, getting more yards in the run game. And we've been successful at doing some of those things. The red zone was another area that we really strongly looked at, and we're seeing some things take place there. And then third down, up and down a little bit for the defense, but overall we're getting better there. So again, 3 sacks, 6 quarterback hits, batted ball. I thought Jason Babin, the ball out with him, you know, the run reach as we call it to get the ball out, all those things were good signs. You know, some turnovers, you talk about coming bunches, I mean, they happen right after another. And you know, those were good things. We liked the second one, liked to capture it and go in and score. But, you know, we got some points off of it. So, overall, very pleased where we're at. Still have quite a bit of work to do. Our special teams, solid effort. Need to work on some things with our punt team, you know, our lanes and things like that. But hopefully we can accomplish that this week.
Josh said yesterday it was an elbow as well for his injury.
Josh Evans.
Is it elbow or?
No, shoulder. Yeah, shoulder.
You obviously turned a corner here since the bye week. Was there a point during the course of, you know, leading up to that where you thought, geez, it may take an off season before you turned a corner?
Well, I never really thought that far ahead. I just, you know, the whole mindset was just stay the course, stay strong with these guys, and, you know, demonstrate it day after day. And, you know, that's really what our whole focus was. But, you know, I'm sure for some that creeped in, you know, for some of our guys. But, you know, I know that wasn't mine or our coach's mindset.
We happened to, you were talking about turnovers, we happened to be walking through the hallway when you showed this in Derek Marks' video. What?
You were looking in.
you had to turn your head with that roar. What was that?
You know, we knew we had to show that from different angles, so we got the full picture of it. But, you know, it was. You know, I think it's good. You know, we try to laugh in our meeting rooms, and then there's time to be serious and look at ways we can get better. But, you know, that was definitely a moment, especially when you have a victory, you know, to take a look at that play a couple times.
Did you come back as him getting run down by a big offensive lineman?
He tripped, all right. No, that was the controversy. No, yeah, you know what? We practice, you know, another thing. On Thursday, we have Takeaway Thursday, and we do all these scoop drills and things with our players. And I think at times they go, well, here we go again. But once again, you know, the opportunity came up, and he took advantage of it.
You mentioned mentioned yesterday and today, you mentioned poise. Earlier this year when things go wrong, did you feel guys not so much folded but didn't really handle it?
Well, I think, you know, what we saw, we saw poise by unit. We saw maybe the offense had some, you know, showed signs of poise, but the defense didn't. Or the defense didn't, the offense didn't. And we never clicked all together where we showed it as a team. And I think, you know, yesterday was the first sign where I thought all three phases we showed poise.
Is that because of maturity, confidence?
Well, I'm not sure. Just that game, that's what took place. And I think we're cautious of saying, oh, that's us. I just think that's part of it, and it's good to show our team. Now, whether we can do it again on Thursday, we'll see.
Gus, how did you feel like the pass protection was?
Pretty good. I talked to Chad this morning, and there was times back there where he stood back there and had a lot of time. And, you know, I'm sure he was surprised a little bit by that, but... you know, I thought our offensive line did a pretty good job. There were some pressures and things, but as far as compared to the week before, you know, I think he had, you know, he had much more time.
And then Will Blackman, how much did he didn't play a lot? How much of that was the shoulder?
Yeah, a little bit. I think there was, you know, we maybe could have played him more, but I think with that shoulder, we were holding back some. So hopefully he's, you know, back and can be 100% for us.
Things haven't gone great at home games this year. How important is it?
Well, you know, that I did mention something of that effect to our team. I talked to him about that. You know, we don't look ahead much, but I said we have a great opportunity with three home games in a row. And I think the way we need to look at it is what we need to see is every opportunity we get better. And just, you know, get better this week and carry that over and then get better the next week. But I did want somewhat of an emphasis on our home games because I know that is important. It doesn't make it any more important than an away game, but it is special to play at home. And, you know, I think it's awesome. Here we are playing Thursday night in front of our fans, a great division opponent, you know, to come in and play this game. I don't want them to miss that opportunity.
Coach, what did you guys see? I mean, winless, lost every game by double digits. Analysts are wondering if you could win once this year, never mind 3 out of 4.
Right.
What did you and your staff and Dave Caldwell maybe even see during the bye week? Hey, if we tweak these things, we can do some things.
Well, we did. You know, I think I mentioned before about the difference between stress and pressure. And we felt like we needed to add pressure to our team even more. You know, but areas that we could control. We can play the run game better. We can run the ball better. We can do these things better. We really need to lock in and focus on the things that we can control to get those aspects better. That was really our entire focus, was on that. And it just, you know, we've seen some benefits from it. You know, but each week is a challenge. You know, that's why you play the game each week. And, you know, we're still figuring it out as a team. But I think, you know, to learn these messages that we had the last couple of weeks and getting some victories along with it, that's great.
How impressed have you been
for this week?
Yeah, you know what? I'd like to see him practice this week, but it was, you know, I think he's got an opportunity this week now. I think, you know, to get him back into it in the mix and see how this week of practice. But, you know, I think I told you early in the week last week that, you know, good chance that he would be down. But that's not the case this week. We'd like to see him have a good week and try to get him up.
What does this say about your style, the way you handle this? Because it doesn't seem to be that big a deal of oversleeping and, you know.
No, it was a big deal. I mean, he missed two games. You know, he missed two games. And,
it was your decision, he missed two games.
Right? Yeah.
So that's what I mean. Well, why did you make that decision that you missed two games?
Well, because I just thought that, Vito, this was, to me, it wasn't about that game after he overslept. Okay, it was a bigger picture. I think I just want him to understand that the decision he made affected the whole team, and it's a trust factor. And I don't know. I think someone asked me if he was in my doghouse. He wasn't in my doghouse. I just was really trying to help him get better. You know, I just wanted to help him see what it takes to be a strong member of our team. And to be a strong member of our team, you have to make good decisions. And I felt like the first week he stayed home, and I want him to think about it. This week, I want him to be on the field on our sideline and see it and think about it. And I want him to see, and I want him to demonstrate to me and our team while on the sideline, even though he wasn't active, that he was involved and he was there for him. I want him to demonstrate all these things. And, you know, he did those things. He did those things. So I'm sure we're not there yet, but it was progress being made. So here's the next bone.
So this is your style, then, if a guy in the future does something like this, that's
what? No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say write it down, this is how I'm going to handle it. Every situation could be different. And I think it's based on the personality I'm dealing with and what I think needs to be done. And, you know, I think there's going to be times I make mistakes with it. I think mostly after I get a chance to really have a long visit with them, and then I just go from my heart on it.
Ace Sanders.
I spoke to him Sunday before the game.
Ace Sanders, how impressed have you been with him these past few weeks? And do you feel like he's finally starting to find his identity on this offense?
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes with a young player, you know, I've said if we can just get him locked into one position, and we've done that somewhat, but we threw a lot on his plate this last weekend against Cleveland. He had some different things you saw on the film and at the game where we had him do some. So he had quite a bit on his plate. In the Saturday night meeting, Jed Fish challenged him and said, hey, I know South Carolina's playing tonight, but you need to get to your room and study this playbook one more time and study these plays that we're doing, because we're asking him to do quite a bit of things. So to see him go out there and play and perform like he did, it's cool. So not only just lock it into one position, but now the challenge of doing multiple things with him to utilize his talents has been good for us.
Coach, you're playing on a Thursday night where everyone is watching. It's not just the fans, but it's the whole country. Is there a little bit more motivation to go out and say, hey, this is the Jaguars team?
Well, I hope not. I hope we have that same motivation every week. But, you know, I'm sure for guys, they get excited for that aspect of it. And that's great. It is going to be a great atmosphere. And our fans will be into it, and like you said, the national part of it. But, you know, hopefully we go out there and keep the same focus. And, you know, that'll be the challenge.